Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Getoleno. A total of 2,293 members of the Nagaland Government Teachers Association yesterday launched an indefinite protest demanding that their salaries be brought under the state's non-plan expenditure head. The teachers of the 2010 and 2013 batches demonstrated outside the Directorate of School Education in Kohima. Speaking to media persons, the association said they were mainstreamed into the state education cadre through a September 2, 2022 order, effective April 21, 2022, following cabinet approval. However, their salaries are still being drawn under centrally sponsored schemes instead of the state account head for regular employees. After submitting several representations and serving a seven-day ultimatum on February 16, the teachers launched a protest following a two-day pen-down strike earlier this week. The opposition Congress is aiming to transform its organization in Nagaland through a grassroots-driven, time-bound restructuring process as a part of Sangathan Srijan Abhiyan. Addressing a press conference at Congress Bhavan in Kohima yesterday, Congress Seva Dal chief organizer Lalji Desai said Nagaland is the fifth state to undergo the exercise. He said the initiative seeks to collect feedback and suggestions from party workers at all levels, from districts to booth units. Mr. Desai also said that the newly appointed District Congress Committee presidents will undergo a mandatory 10-day training on organizational building with a goal of establishing a functional structure at every level within 45 days. Progress reports will be submitted to the AICC by March 7. The party currently has 12 district committees across the state's 17 districts. Dimapur's monsoon temperature are projected to rise by an average of 1.5 to 4% over the next 20 years, depending on global emission trends. Currently, the district records monsoon temperatures ranging between 24 degrees Celsius and 32 degrees Celsius. This was highlighted during the District Planning and Development Board Dimapur monthly meeting held yesterday. The meeting underscored the urgent need for proactive planning and coordinated policy action to mitigate heat stress and strengthen long-term climate resilience in Dimapur. Members deliberated on recognizing urban heat stress as a state-specific disaster and proposed activating the State Disaster Mitigation Fund for the implementation of a comprehensive heat action plan. On monsoon preparedness, the board directed the management committee, in coordination with the Dimapur Municipal Council, to immediately clear drainage blockages to prevent waterlogging and flooding. Advisor for Labour, Employment and Skill Development and Excise, Motu Shilongkumar, emphasized that timely intervention and coordinated efforts are crucial to mitigate risk and safeguard public property, particularly during the monsoon period. A two-day disaster management training for first responders has begun in Dimapur to enhance emergency preparedness and response coordination. Organized by Directorate of Information and Public Relations, the program brings together media professionals and government officials to strengthen disaster response mechanism. Speaking at the training, Fire Prevention and Audit Officer Fire and Emergency Services Nagaland, Kenny King, revealed that fire call records from 2016 to 17 to January 2026 reported 1,078 residential fire incidents and 556 forest or wildfire cases. He stressed the urgent need for preventive measures and greater public awareness. Emphasizing the critical role of the media as first responders, Mr. King urged journalists to practice responsible reporting that supports emergency operations and ensures public safety. And acting on directives from the government of Nagaland, the Dimapur District Administration on Wednesday carried out an inspection of various check gates across Dimapur and ordered the immediate closure of all unauthorized check gates operating across the district. The inspection team, led by SDO Civil Dimapur Viridin and accompanied by ADCP Kelam Tushi Jamir, along with the police and Dubashi officials, visited several locations including Dilai Gate, Duncan Check Gate, Thayakha Gate, FCA Godown at Kevija Colony, Newfield Check Gate and Old Katkati Road Check Gate at Burma Camp. All these gates were closed during the drive. However, check gates at the Benchak Pom Colony Welford Check Gate and East Dimapur Town Council Check Gate near Zion Hospital Junction were found operational. authorities informed that specific instructions would be issued for their dismantling and complete removal. The administration reiterated that all check gates set up by departments, municipal bodies and town councils must strictly comply with the government directive and affirmed that no unauthorized check gate will be allowed to function in violation of the order. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.